You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Scottish National Party has won the parliamentary election in Scotland, only just falling short of a complete parliamentary majority with 64 seats out of 129 total. Now look, I get it. We're talking about the politics of a country other than our own, and unless it's an international superpower with international implications, we're generally not that emotionally invested. However, let me explain to you why this is a certified big deal. The Scottish National Party is very pro-independence, and this marks their fourth election win in a row. SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon is now calling for a second referendum for independence from the UK, and according to her words, she's not going to take no for an answer. This is what she told the media just before the final results were announced.
It looks as if it is beyond any doubt that there will be a pro-independence majority in that Scottish Parliament. And by any normal standard of democracy, that majority should have the commitments it made to the people of Scotland honoured. So for any Westminster politician who tries to stand in the way of that, I would say two things. Firstly, you're not picking a fight with the SNP, you're picking a fight with the democratic wishes of the Scottish people. And secondly, you will not succeed. The only people who can decide the future of Scotland are the Scottish people, and no Westminster politician can or should stand in the way of that.
Now, if you're not aware, these are what we call fighting words. And she's not wrong. The fact that an outwardly pro-independence party has been elected four times in a row makes it pretty undeniable. The Scottish people want another go at independence. This isn't just one of SNP's smaller policies either. This is their primary platform, and it's highly unlikely that the people who voted for them wouldn't agree with their independence policy. You know, it's the reason to vote for them. And this is all a pretty big threat to England, as an independent Scotland would severely weaken the United Kingdom, possibly leading to the reintegration of Northern Ireland into the Irish Republic, or similar independence for Wales. It could signal the beginning of the end for the UK as we know it, which is the last thing Britain wants, having just burned their bridges with the EU. There is a real possibility that within about 10 years, England could be back to where it was in the 1700s, before the formation of Great Britain, which is major. It's no surprise then that Boris Johnson does not want this to happen. He has since invited the leaders of the UK's devolved nations, being Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, for crisis talks on the state of their union. You could almost feel the beads of sweat forming on Boris Johnson's forehead as he wrote his letter of congratulation to Sturgeon, ending with a plea that they continue to work together in order to serve the people of the UK. Even still, it seems very unlikely that Boris Johnson will be able to dissuade the Scottish public this late in the game. Nicola Sturgeon has effectively won this round of four-dimensional chess by preempting any possible argument the UK could make using the very same pro-democracy language that the Tories have used to defend Brexit. There is little doubt that a second independence referendum will take place. It's what follows, though, that's a mystery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.